Okay, today is Daf Kufyud Beis. We're on Kufyud Beis on the fourth line from the top. Miftach Chaluka. You could undo the shirt. A woman is allowed to untie her shirt on Shabbos. The Mishnah said that's not a problem of kosher, right? So Gemara says Pshita, it's obvious. Says the Sfasemis, why is it so obvious? We didn't learn any Heterim of Kishir yet. Why is that so obvious? So it's obvious because what do you want? People can't take off their clothing on Shabbos? It has to be obvious. It has to be. What's the heter? So lo tzricha de islay trei dashi. Now the case is that there are two straps. So ma'atatema, I would have said, chad minayu betuli mevatel. One of the straps you don't need to undo. Why? Because with undoing one, she can wiggle out of the clothing. You don't have to undo both. Undoing one, it should be enough. And therefore, it's not so simple that it's mutter. Only one of them would be mutter. If the designate, okay, the right one is the one we're going to tie, the left one we're going to leave. Kamash Milan, we don't say any of that. Don't say that. You can untie whatever you want. Next, chute sevacha, same thing, the strap of a hat. Pshita, again, isn't that obvious? You wear a hat the whole day, take it off. Lo tzricha dirav chalei. No, the case was where it's loose. It's loose. It's not choking you. It's a loose hat. And you tied it somehow on the bottom, whatever. Ma'adatema, I would have said, mishlaf shalfala. You could just wiggle out of it. She could wiggle out of the hat without untying it. And therefore, she shouldn't be able to untie it. Kamash milan, the isha chasa al sayra. No, she doesn't want to mess up her hair. She's careful. Umishra sharile. She's going to definitely untie it. And that's not a problem. Rituos minel the sandal, the strap of a shoe or a sandal, itmar, we learned, hitter rituos minel the sandal, regarding untying shoes, straps, so tani chadach hayav chatas, tani idach pater avalasar, but tani idach mutalich adchila. There are three levels here, right? Kasha minel a minel, kasha sandal a sandal, so which one is it? There are three different brises here, so the whole thing's a kasha. Minel a minel lo kasha, tanakasha. Hadik tani chayev chatos. When are you chayev chatos? Bid ushkafi, where it's the strap that's connecting the knot that's connecting the strap to the sandal itself. That's never getting undone. That's forming the sandal. We're not talking about adjusting it for you to take it on and take it off. It's a different thing. We're talking about here the actual formation of this. How do you make shoes? You take a strap, you tie it to the base, to the sole. That knot we're talking about, that's chayev chatos. It's never getting undone. Patr aval asar. What's the case of patr aval asar? Bidirabanan. The shoes of Talmidei Chachamim. Who would not make very fine knots. Right? They would do them. They would make the knot very loose. Right? And they would untie them. And they would take them off and put them on while they were already tied. You know, sometimes you see that? Like the knot's loose. You can just slip your shoe off. Right? That's how the Chachamim used to do it. So what do you see from here? This knot could last for a week. Even who knows? That's Pater Avalasar. That's a Durabanan, to make a knot like that. And Mutu Lechadchila, when is it Mutu Lechadchila? Kidib B'nei Mechuza. Like the people in Mechuza, but what about those people in Mechuza? They were very, very... They were very, very wealthy, very, very fine and particular people, and they would make their shoes very tight. So how long can that last? You're going to untie them over the course of a day. No question about it. That's mutter. That's totally mutter. Now, so the truth is that the Sfasem has asked, so wait a minute, go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that what's mutter? The kosheret, isha, mepesach, chaluka, v'chute sevacha, Vishal Piska, Vishal Pesakia, Ritsuos Minel Vasandal. You're allowed to untie the shoes of a Minel or a sandal. Said the Svazemit, that whole Mishnah is talking about B'nai Mechuzah?
Yeah, I was going
to
ask, B'nai Mechuzah is the...
Is it most lenient? So who? The whole Mishnah is talking about... People like them? Finicky people? Particular people that tie their shoes? The whole Mishnah, that's only the head, they're only going to them? Unlikely. Right? The funny thing, the Mishnah. So the Sfasema says, is that dochak to say that? It's a dochak thing to say. So he says, no, the Mishnah was talking about women. Because all those things are women's clothing. Can a woman undo a shirt? Yes. Can she undo her hat? Yes. What about the shoes? Also. This is talking about men. Right? We know women's shoes, you can't even talk about the shoes, right? You can't even look at those shoes. Women get all, right? They're very busy with their shoes. Very different than men. That Mishnah was talking about women's shoes. Well, maybe you'll say she can slide them off and she doesn't have to untie them. Same thing we said about the shirt. The answer is no, they could untie them like a normal person. Now, that's all women. Now, what about over here, this Brisa? Now, this Brisa is talking about very, very picky men. You have people like, you have men like that. Right? That's how he explains it. Okay. Anyway, sandal a sandal o kasha. There isn't a kasha between the sandals each. Again, there are three levels of sandal. Hadik toni chayev chatos. One of you chayev chatos. B'detai kidikitri ushkafi. When your chayev chatos, when your shoe, we're talking about like a merchant, like an Arab merchant, and there's some kind of kesher kavua there that's never getting undone. That's chayev chatos. Pater avalasar. One is a pater avalasar. B'dechamurta dekitri inu. That's the kesher of ordinary people, right? And they tie them, they untie them. Sometimes the makor lasts for a week, sometimes for a month. That's asa lechatchila, and you're not chayav chatos. Mutu lechatchila is besandal the nafki beitrei. Is the shoes that are worn by two different people. If they're worn by two different people, they're getting undone all the time. I'm going to go to mincha, the early mincha, then I'll come home, and my kid will wear them for the second mincha, right? On Shabbos. So that's getting undone all the time. That's mutu lechatchila. So, you see from here, there are three levels of knots on Shabbos. There's a kesher shel kayama, which is chayev min haTorah. What's that mean? That's a kesher that can last forever. Does it really mean forever? We'll see tomorrow. There's a kesher that's not kayama. It's only for a certain time. That's patel aval asar. And that time has to be, I think, 24 hours. And then there's a third shear, which is something that's going to be undone that very day. That's mutu lechatchila. Okay? Right. Okay. Back to, and by the way, and as we said yesterday, the Rambam says that in addition to this, it also has to be a maisa uman, kesher uman, which is a huge kula. Because that's all right. We don't hold like that. We only hold like that if that's a chumrah, which we'll get to maybe. You can figure out how the Rambam could be, how that could turn into a chumrah. If it turns into a chumrah, we hold from it. This is like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda, Achud, Rav Salah Chassida. Rabbi Yehuda, the brother of Rav Salah Chassida. Habla Ahud Zuga, descendedly, he had a pair of shoes. Zimnan, the Nafik Be'ihu. Zimnan, Nafik Be'ihuke. Sometimes he wore them, sometimes his son wore them. Asala Kameh Davaya, they came in front of Abaya. Amalek Haigav Namai. What's the story with shoes like that? My shaila was, is it potter or mutter? The chayev chatas come out to me? You told me I'm chayev chatas? My time, why? Amalei, they told him, because mishum de bechol nami. He said, oh, so he asked him back. My time means the other one asked. Why should you be potter? Why are you so surprised with that psak? So I'll tell you why. Bishon de bechal nami zin nafika nafika be ano zin nafika be yinuka. Sometimes I wear them. Sometimes my kid wears them. So, oh, I'm like, oh, yachim mutl chachila. I didn't understand the question. If that's the case, then taka it's mutl chachila.
Yeah, but even if it's only on Shabbos that they would be saying only because.
Right. So what exactly didn't he understand in the question? I don't know. Rabbi Yirmiyah havika azel basrei derav avo b'karmelis. Rabbi Yirmiyah was walking with Rabbi Avo in the Karmelis. If sakritua besandale. The resua of the sandal broke. Amalei, my nevidle, what should I do now? Amalei, listen. Shekol gemi lach, take a wet reed, the chazi lamachal behema, that's fit for animal food, so it's not muksa, the reed, v'karachale, and use it to tie, fix the strap, but do the best you can. Abaya havi kahavi kamei dev yosef. Abaya was walking with a yosef. Ifsikle retua, the retua broke. Amalei, my avidle, what should I do now? Amalei, Shavke, leave it alone. Leave it alone. How come over here he said leave it alone, and over there he said get a reed? So Gemara's going to ask that question in a second. Before we get to that answer, Why didn't he tell him? Now we know what's the problem with the shoe. Why did he tell him to leave it there? Because now that the shoe is broken, it's muksa, right? So don't we have a rule that you can move muksa not with your hands? With your elbow, with your knee, right? So why did he tell him to put the shoe back on? At least wear it halfway home, whatever.
But that's actually the use of
it. Oh, so the Chazon Ish says, you see from here, that there is no heter to move muksa with your body. It's not a heter. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Shulchan Aruch says, that you're allowed to sleep on straw, and you're going to move around, the straw is going to move around. So what do you see? It's tiltal, moving the muksa with your body. Says the Chazon Ish, that's not really, that's the raya that you let him move muksa with your body? Because while he's sleeping? That doesn't really improve anything.
But he had to move it with his foot or whatever it is.
So the Chazon Ish, that's what Shlomo Zalman says. The Chazon Ish says, you see from me, you can't do that. That raya that you want to bring from the Shulchan Aruch, that's not a good raya. Even though, right? Even though the Mishnah Berurah disagrees with the Chazon Ish about that. Says Shlomo Zalman, no. You're not allowed to move anything if it's the normal way that it's moved. So most normal people move things with their hands. If it's a shoe, the normal way to move it is with your foot. I disagree with the Chazon Ish. It's not a riot from here that all tiltal with the other parts of your body are muksa. I don't agree with that. The foot and a shoe, yes! Have it in your pocket. Not touching it with your hands. Of course that's muksa. You can put a muksa something in your pocket and walk around with it on Shabbos. Oh, it's not in my hands. Someone else put it in my pocket. Right? It fell in my pocket. I did it with my elbow. I leaned it over into my pocket. Right? With my elbow on the table into my pocket. Now muksa. That's ridiculous. Why? Because that's the way to carry things. In your pocket. They're brilliant from Shlomo Zalman. They're brilliant. So too, your pocket is a problem. If it's a shoe and your foot, it's a problem. The fundamental machlok is here about muksa.
Right,
we could use it comes up in Derech Agav over here in this Gemara, right? Anyway, back to the Gemara. Maishna Midr of Yirmiyah. How come over here it's different from a Yirmiyah?
How come there was no problem with carrying the fact that it's the sandal falls off in the carmelus? It's only dealing with the books, actually.
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Maybe, because he spoke about over here. It's only the Rabbanah because it's a carmelus. The Kavod HaBrios. They talk about Kavod HaBrios walking around without a shoe. Your big rub. We guys going barefoot. What's wrong with this person? Yeah, it's a good question. Anyway, Maish number de Birmia, Hasim lo Minter. No, because in the case of the Carmelites, the shoe is exposed in the street. Hacha, but over here Mintar. Here it's in the Chatzar. So Abaye said, "What's the heter now? What's the heter now to move this shoe? It's in the Chatzar. Don't worry, it's in my yard. Nothing's gonna happen to it. After Shabbos, you come get it." Right? In the case of Carmel, it's like the street. All right, we're scared something's going to happen. What kind of heter is that? Ask the Rajwa. What kind of heter is that? There's no heter like that. You're allowed to move something if it's going to get ruined. What kind of heter is that?
Well, there are certain situations.
Right?
But aren't there certain situations like...
Not for heft. No, that's not... To move it because you don't want it to get ruined? No, that's never heft. Michamel Otzel, a dead body.
Something for some kid. Whatever.
Right.
Certain things like...
Right? By the way, he asks another question. First of all, what kind of heter is this? Oh, if it's going to get ruined, you're allowed to move it. There's no books about ruined, but if it's, what kind of heter is that? That's first of all. Second of all, why can't you say, I'll use the sandal for a paperweight? I can still move it for something else. You want to tell me, right?
Yeah, books?
We said it doesn't count. That doesn't count. So that's exactly what he answers. He answers that when you have a broken plate, the Ravid gives a sense, you have a broken plate. Let's start with a broken plate. The pieces are muksa. Why? What could you do with it now? The broken plate. Can you use one of them to hold up the leg of the bed? Fine. If you're going to use one to hold up the leg of the bed, then it's takanat muksa. So over here, this is not a broken shoe like that. That it's garbage now. It's not garbage. You're going to fix it. It's a $200 pair of shoes. Just what happened? The strap ripped. So for $7, we'll fix it. It's not broken. It's broken in the sense that you can't wear it. It's not broken. It's not like a broken plate. Okay, it's garbage now. It's not like that. It's in the middle. It's not a shoe, It's not garbage. It's something broken right now. It's something broken right now that I have to fix. So therefore, regarding purposes of getting ruined, it's not considered muksa. But regarding carrying it or doing something else, it is considered muksa. It's like a quasi, it's a quasi muksa because it's a quasi keli. Interesting answer. Okay, back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, v'hamanahu, it's a mana, right? What mana means? It's a kli. D'bay hafichnale miminu small. Why can't you put it on the other? So somehow the strap was it, I don't know exactly how this looked, but it was in such a way where the strap, it let's say you have the left shoe, and the strap ripped, so you could wear it now on your right foot.
Yeah, but what are you wearing on your right foot?
Nothing. But since you could wear it on your right foot, it's still considered a kli. Right? So, Amar Lay, so what do you see from here? That you wear it on the wrong foot, now it's good. Now the strap will work. You have to figure out exactly what this looked like. But alright. Amar Lay, Midikamatara Rabbi Yochanan and Libra Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, but since Rabbi Yochanan answered in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda.
Right, he didn't say
he could. We didn't say that. What does it even mean? Since in a minute we're going to see that Rabbi Yochanan is going to answer Rabbi Yehuda, Shma Mina Halacha Ki Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to see from here the Halachas of Rabbi Yehuda, that what? That a sandal that breaks is not a kli. And you can't wear it on Shabbos even on the wrong shoe. So that's not going to be an answer. Maihi, what's that all about? What did we just say? But Rabbi Yochanan gave the answer in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. What's that all about? Ditanya, sandal shenifziku shnei azanav. If a sandal loses two of its straps, oshte tarsiosav, or two of its rings. Is that what it means, rings?
Strap holders.
Strap holders. Oh, or shenital kol kaf shelo, or the entire sole is gone. Tahar, it's tahar. Why is it tahar? Because it's no longer a kli. Only kelim are tame. It's not a kli anymore. What's a shoe without a strap, without two straps? How do you wear it? What's a shoe without a sole? It's not a shoe. It's garbage. Therefore, it's tahar. Achas miyaznav, o achas mitarsiyosav. If only one strap is missing, or only one ring is missing, o shinital rov hakaf shalo, or rov is gone, tame, it's tame. Why is it tame? Because you can still wear it. It's still considered a shoe. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it depends. Nifzika penimis, if the inner thing is ripped, inner strap is ripped, tame. If the inner strap is ripped, it's tame. Hachitzona, if the outer strap is ripped, tahar, it's tahar. Okay? That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. V'amar ula, v'itema, rabba bar bar chana, amar Rav Yochanan, that's the kicker here, Rabbi Yochanan basically said this, Machlokas l'inyan tuma, kach machlokas l'inyan Shabbos. They argue about tuma. It's the same machlokas regarding Shabbos. That what? According to the Chachamim, what if the outer strap rips? Right?
They don't make a
chiluk. Only one strap, it's still a kli. According to, and therefore what? Therefore it's not muksa. Why is it not muksa? Because it's to wear it. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, a sandal like this, no, it doesn't depend. The outer strap, one strap. As long as it's the outer, no longer a kli, it's now muksa. Says Rabbi Yochanan, just like they argue by Tumah, they argue by Shabbos. Same thing.
If something goes wrong.
It depends which one. But if it's the outer one, there's no more Tumah, and you can't wear it on Shabbos.
Okay, so I guess he was saying this.
1 minute, we didn't get to the answer yet. Avalol inyan chalitza. But not regarding chalitza. Chalitza, you also have to wear a shoe.
Right.
Now, not regarding chalitza, what? What did Rabbi Yochanan mean by that? Right? Now, Vavinimba, and we forget Rabbi Yochanan. What do you mean by that? Right? Vavinimba, Rabbi Yochanan. Aliba Daman, when you made that statement, not regarding chalitza, what do you mean by that? Ilema Aliba de Rabbanan, were you talking to the Rabbanan? Did you say that? In the world of the Rabbanan, who hold Dilinyan tuma minahave. Regarding tuma, one strap missing is considered a kli. Linyan Shabbos nami manahava. Regarding Shabbos, missing one strap is yes considered a shoe still. Avalola chalitza, but not regarding chalitza. Delav manahu, that's not a kli. That's not true. It's not, but we learned in the Mishnah. Chalta shall small be a min. If you put the wrong shoe on the foot, chalitza sokshira. It's a good chalitza. Right? Therefore, according to the Chachamim, if the sandal's missing one strap, why can't that be good for chalitza? Put on the other shoe. Put on the other foot. And that's good. The Mishnah said that. So why would Rabbi Yochanan say, in the world of the Rabbana, that's no good? That goes against halacha. Right? Ella rather, Ali ben Rabbi Yehuda. It must be that Rabbi Yochanan said this in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Again, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda said, I'll remind you, Rabbi Yehuda said, if it's missing the outer strap, then it's finished. Dilinyan tuma lav manahu. Regarding tuma, it's not a kli. Linyan Shabbos nami lav manahu. Regarding Shabbos, it's not a kli. Avalola chalitza. But not regarding chalitza, the manahu is still considered a kli. Says, we didn't finish our raya yet. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Ema darmina chalitza sokshera. When is that true? That you could wear the wrong shoe for chalitza? When is that true? That's only true. Hey, chadilla mil say manahu. If the shoe is a shoe, then yeah, you can put on the wrong foot. Hacha lemil say lav manahu. But on the left foot, it's not. It's a lefty shoe, right? And what'd you do? You put the outer strap ripped. Is it a shoe regarding Toma? No. Is it a shoe regarding Shabbos? No. Is it a shoe regarding chalitza? Yeah. Why yeah? Because you can wear it on your right foot. But wait a minute. But if you can't wear it on your left foot, then you can't wear it on your right foot. It's a lefty shoe. You can't wear it on the left foot. Why not? It's broken. So what kind of thing is that? You can wear it on your right foot? What kind of rule is that? Amar Yehuda, nifzika hachitzona. If the chitzona ripped, tahar. Avo lav manahu. It's simply not a shoe. Right? So how on earth could you wear this on your right foot? Okay? La'olam, the answer is like this. La'olam alibur de Yehuda. Really, it's a Yehuda. Ema, we have to change what Rabbi Yochanan said. He didn't say, and not chalitza. He said, v'chein l'chalitza. And chalitza is the same thing.
It's no good.
So what do you see from here? That Rabbi Yochanan was very busy making Rabbi Yehuda make sense. That what? That putting a shoe on the wrong foot doesn't count. Therefore, you ask the question, why can't you put a shoe on the wrong foot and go carry it on Shabbos, go walk with it on Shabbos, and therefore it's still a kli, therefore it's still a shoe? The answer is, because Rabbi Yehuda holds, that's not true.
Yeah, but it's the same Shabbos and Halacha to Rabbi Yehuda. In other words,
which Rabbi Yehuda?
No, in other words, this thing about that if it gets messed up,
yeah,
that it's finished.
Right.
So therefore, that's, in other words, because he goes through the whole effort of showing how it's like Rabbi Yehuda.
Correct.
He shows that the Allah is like him, and so therefore, back over here, this is why it doesn't work.
That correct.
You have to say it's a problem.
Correct.
Hold like him, and he holds that it's no
correct.
Problem.
That's why we had a question. So what do you mean the shoe, the strap rip? Big deal. Put on the other foot. The answer is, that's not an option. Right? Because everybody said it's not an option. V'ha kamashmalan. You know what we learned from here? I'm on the bottom line of the Rabban Aleph. D'chi amina chalta shal smo b'shal yamin chalitza sok sheira. When can you use the wrong shoe for chalitza? When is that okay? Hecha, that's okay. D'le milse menahu. Where it's a good shoe. It's a good lefty shoe. You are like clumsy. And you put on the right foot. That's okay. But again, here, it wasn't a good shoe for the left foot. It's not good for the left foot, it's not good for the right foot. Right? Okay?
Yeah.
So what do you see? That Rabbi Yochanan held like this, because he was so busy making this work. Therefore, to put the shoe on the wrong foot is not an option. Now the Gemara says, wait a minute. Miyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, is that even true? For Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Kestam Mishnah. The Halacha is like a Stam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan said that I always hold like Stam Mishnayis. Okay, therefore what? Utnan, and we learned that the Stam Mishnah in Masechtas Kelim in the 26th Perek. Sandal, Shenifsika, Achaz Me'aznav. If the sandal lost one of its straps, Vitikna, and you fixed it, Tami Midras. The Tumah of Midras is still there. What's Tumah's Midras? Tumah's Midras is only Tumah that a Zav walks on. And you walk on shoes. So the Tumah didn't go away. Why? Because one strap was broken. You fixed it. No problem. What about Nifzik Ashnia? What if the second strap ripped? Right? Vitikna. And you fixed it. Now, Tahar Milatami Midras. It's Tahar from Tumah's Midras.
Both were broken at the same time?
I believe so. So it's Tahar from Tumas Midras. Why is it Tahar from Tumas Midras?
Because you can't use it
anymore. It's not a kli. It's not a shoe. Avo Tomei Maga Midras. But it's still Tomei as if a Zav touched it. Because Lamaisa, by wearing it, he also touched it. Now why does that Tumah not go away? So Rashi explained, because in order for Tumas Midras to exist, it has to be purposeful for the purpose of sitting, walking, carrying, leaning, lying down. That doesn't work if the shoe is broken. But Thomas Maga, I touched it. All we need is for it to be a kli. That's all you need.
It's still a kli.
It's still a kli for some level. For something, it's still a kli. Right? So therefore, the Tumah of touching doesn't go away. Tumah of Midras went away. Fine. Right? Now, my lav. Talking about loshna panimis, loshna chitona, it doesn't really make a difference which strap is ripped over here. Right? Right?
Yeah, because we said it retains Thomas Medras.
It doesn't retain Thomas Medras.
No, one.
Right. So what do you
say? Loshna panimis, loshna chitona.
Right. What if the outer strap ripped? Forget Rabbi Huda. What if in this Mishnah? What if the outer strap ripped in this Mishnah? Right?
We're not saying anything about it.
The sandal would not become tahar. It remains tummy. Why? Because the Mishnah said one strap doesn't change it. According to Behuda, that's not true. It depends which strap. Right? What do you see from here? This is a Stam Mishnah against a Behuda. So how could a Rebbe Yochanan hold up a Behuda? So the Gemara answers, no, lo, Panim is Dafka. This Mishnah only talks about the inner strap. But in the Hanami, if the outer strap got ripped, the Mishnah would agree, like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's tahar now. Aval chitzona mai tahar, and if the chitzona ripped, it would be tahar. Ihachi, so wait a minute. Why do you have to make this Mishnah so complicated? And bring in the other factor of the second strap. Why are you making it so complicated? Ihachi, adatani nifzika shnia v'tikna, what happened if it said the second strap ripped, and he fixed it, tar min midras, then it's tar from midras, avol tar min maga midras, and it's a niflag b'dida, arguing the very same, b'med of a memurim, when do we say that one strap is still tamei? She's like a penimis, that's only the inner strap, avol chitona, but if the outer strap, tar, it would be tar, right?
Right, so why do you have to go to another situation?
Correct. You know why I went to another situation? You don't hold like that. Doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Vitzchak ben Yosef. Now, in order to make this Mishnah make sense, not to make it make sense, in order for this Mishnah to jive with Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore to jive with Rabbi Yochanan, Dehei Mishnah saying, Rabbi Sandal Sheishal Arba Aznaim Ba Arba Tarsiyim, it must have four straps and four holes. Therefore what? Therefore what? The Mishnah is only talking about the outer straps. There are two outer straps now. Right? So therefore what? Because why? Because so when one strap ripped, there's still an outer strap. So even Rabbi Yehuda would agree now, you still have an outer strap. So it's still Tamei. Exactly what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Right? This is a funny case. So this funny case with two outer straps, Rabbi Yehuda would agree, yeah. And if one of those outer straps ripped, it's still Tamei. Why? You have the other one. So it can jive with Rabbi Yehuda, right? Shalom lishbar devar of Shalom Yochanan, because I don't want to break up what Rabbi Yochanan said. I don't want to have to reinterpret Rabbi Yochanan, right? I want it to make sense. Okay. Kiyasa Rav and Amar Yochanan bar Abba Amar Rav halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan Amar ain halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha zalak Rabbi Yehuda. What? Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan hachiva b'tatar to Rabbi Yochanan liber Rabbi Yehuda shayin rak Rabbi Yehuda zirulei. He also Rabbi Yehuda. We just got through a whole Amid. He goes like a Yehuda. So more answers. I'm a Roy Nina, Libra Rabbi Yochanan. There were two versions of what Rabbi Yochanan said. Now, we learned before, Tanan Hasam. Kol Kli Balabatim Shurin Kirimonim. We know this. Any Kli that has a hole in it. So what? You have a Kli with a hole in it. It's a big deal to put oranges in it. You have a little hole. Put oranges in it. Yes, you can't put raisins in there. I agree. They're going to fall out. So put apples. Put oranges. The hole's so big that even you can't even hold pomegranate in this kli. Then taka the kli is a piece of junk. It's broken, and therefore there's no motomo, right? Boy, Reb Chizki, listen to this question. Niki if kibotzi zayit, see it had a hole the size of an olive. Ustamo, you fixed it. V'chazar v'niki if kibotzi zayit, got another hole the size of an olive. Ustamo, you fixed it. Ad sheshlimo lemotzi rimon, until the hole, all these patches, if you'd remove all the patches, it would be bigger than a rimon. So mahu, what's the story with this kli? Is this a kosher kli? Amalei.
Is it sealed up right now?
Right now it's sealed up.
So what's the question?
You'll see the question. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi, Shana's Lana, we just learned this. Where did we just learn this today? Sandal shenifzika achas miaznav. If the sandal lost one of its straps, particularly, you fixed it. Tommy Midras, it's Tommy Midras. Nifzika shnia, if the second strap got ripped. Now, the Gemara is assuming now that you fixed the first strap. It's exactly the same thing. You have a hole, you fix the hole. A second hole, I fix the first hole. A third hole, I fix the second hole. Nifsika shnia, if the second strap ripped, v'tikna, and you fixed it, tar min ha-midras, it's tahar from midras, like we explained, aval tar min ha-midras, but it's still tar min for touching. Tumas touching. So, minalach, maishna rishona, why is the first one, why in the first case is it still tamei? Because the second strap is still there. Shnia nami. Misakna rishona. You fix the first strap. Even if you fix the first strap, it would still be tahar. The amart, right? So what do you see? What do you see from here? Right?
Yeah, so in other words, what we're saying, something happened to the second.
And it doesn't become batal.
Yeah, because the first thing is still here.
Correct. The Amarta Alon Allah Panim Chadashas Bo'olakan. It's a whole new kli, right? Once the second strap also breaks, it's a brand new kli. It looks like the same kli. It's a brand new kli. Hachanami. So to hear Panim Chadashas Bo'olakan. It's like a whole new thing. It's a whole new thing. Therefore, what? Therefore, it's tar. It's like a brand new kli. The Kariale Les Din Bar Enash. Yeah, you're not a normal person. You're like a malach saying a part like that, right? Ikad the Amri Kigon Din Bar Enash. You're unbelievable. That's amazing.
He fixed the first part was messed up.
So Rashi just Panu Chadashos Mishiyardulo Tumas Midras. When the Tumas Midras went away, it's in the fourth wide line over there, down there in the bottom. When the Mishiyardulo Tumas Midras. When the Tumas Midras went away, Nitzchadshu Panim became a new kli. The Ein Zeh HaRishon. It's not the same kli. Shekvar Nitzkalkel Bo Kidei Bitulo. Because you already ruined it when you Mavatl. In other words, it's a different kli. It looks like the same kli. But you made so many changes to it, it's like a new kli. Therefore, it's Tahar. Just like the case of the shoe.
Wait a second. What was that case? First it broke.
Strap number one broke.
Yeah.
Then strap number two broke. Now what happens if you fix strap number one?
Before he fixed strap number two?
Or even after. I'm not sure. I don't know if that makes a difference.
No, but I thought that the whole point is that he's... Oh, I see. In other words, he's doing it one by one. This one broke, then he fixed this one broke.
Right.
So once the second one breaks, it's like the whole thing is...
The whole thing is new, and therefore it's tahar. Which is exactly
the
same thing.
With this case,
same thing with the Kaylee. Every time there's a hole in it, you keep on fixing it.
Fixing it until you get to a point that it's you're fixing so many parts that it loses its thing.
And therefore, it's tar. So now, Amar of Zera, Amar of Zera, Amar Rav Bar Zimuna, Im Rishonim B'nei Malachim. If the original, all earlier generations were Malachim, Anu B'nei Anashim, we're people. Im Rishonim B'nei Anashim, then Anu Kechamor, we're like donkeys. Lo Kechamor, Shal B'chidim B'nyar, not special donkeys like that, that didn't eat trays, that kept Shabbos, Ella Keshachar, like regular donkeys, stam donkeys. No does Yayin V'shemen, to Pshita. It's obvious that the jug of wine or oil is allowed to be opened on Shabbos. Obvious. You didn't seal it forever. Now there are two seals. One of the seals is batel and should never be opened. Kamashal, we don't say that. Okay, that seal, that knot is never going to be opened. If you open that knot, you're going to be chayav on kshira. No, we don't say that. You have two knots, either one. Kshira shel basar, again pshita. Lo tzricha d'islei shlacha. There's some kind of also two seals. Ma'adatema betulim mevatalei kamashalom. Same answer. I would have said that you could be mevatalit, that one of them is mevatal. In other words, you can never open it. No, we don't say that. You can open either one you want. V'lozim ben Yaakov omer kishura. Again, you're allowed to tie the animal to the until it shouldn't run away. So you're not going to leave the animal there the whole Shabbos. Of course you're going to untie it. So that's mutter. So pshita, of course it's mutter. Again, there's some kind of two-knot situation over here. Mal detema, I would have thought, chada, minayhu, betule, mevatel, that one of them should never be undone. Kamash, we don't say that. Amar Yosef, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halacha kir belazer ben Yaakov. We hold it that. Amalei abaya, halacha bechal de pligi. Right? So you say in halacha, someone argues? Who argues? Who argues on that? Amalei, my nafkalach minayhu. The difference is we hold like him. What's the difference if he said it by himself or he argues?
We don't just stay stam.
Oh, Amalei said, good morning. We just stam singing around. We just stam singing. We don't just stam say things. Has to be precise. So what do you say that for? If it's unanimous, what do you say? Oh, we hold like him. Oh, you know, by the way, such a thing as Shabbos. Well, we hold like him. Of course such a thing as Shabbos. Of course it's a halacha. Right? Okay. Very good. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.